Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And tonight, I have Christopher John O'Shea right here in front of me, in person. Chris Klaproth right there over on the...
And we didn't even have to travel out of state to do it.
No, and they're
you
not
came
even...
to us.
They're not with me down in Florida. I'm here in Maryland, so... The Maryland Comptroller's Office is recording that right now.
For the scant time that you'll be in Maryland for the, you know, for the 12 months.
Two months I'll be in Maryland, so yep. They can write it down, and I will have a log of it for them. Just don't worry. I will pay my Maryland taxes on that salary that I received during that period of time. So anyway, Chris, we're on an open show tonight, so that means that our listeners, again, the guests next week, we do have a guest coming on.
Okay.
I'm with Larry Kotlikoff.
Dr. Kotlikoff, right? That's a big guest.
Are you coming to me with me on that, or am I doing that myself?
I think you're flying solo, but I had
told Shannon that if you know you want to tell Chris, he really enjoys Larry and the things that he research that he does, and I said let him know if he wants to come. You know, he's more
so
than
he
welcome.
Does. He wrote the bestseller that really, in the end, informed a lot of people, but then it got Congress to change the Social Security collection. Strategies.
Right.
Right, because that book became a bestseller. Everyone
How
got
to Maximize,
maximize
Security
Social Security.
By Larry Kotlikoff. Right?
He also testifies before Congress every year on the health of Social Security. And so...
But he does lots of things.
Plus, he's run for president the last couple times.
Yes, he has. You know, somebody intelligent like that has to have a little quirky side to him, you know?
I know. Who would want to do that, right?
Right. You know, who's crazy enough to want to be president? Other lunatics like Biden and Trump, you know? You know, so... Anyway, we're here on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in. And next week is going to be a guest. So if you want to have a question, you're not going to get another opportunity next week. You're going to have to wait at least 2 weeks to be able to ask. So tonight's the night to call in and ask your question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question and lead the conversation in the direction that is most important to you. That's the way to do it, and calling in at 410-922-6680. And Chris, I did not prepare a single topic tonight.
Well, that's why it's an open show.
I know, but normally we don't know if anybody's going to call or not, so we have a topic or two to discuss.
Oh, there's always topics to discuss, right? So, you know, we're it's tax time, right?
It's tax time.
It's estate planning stuff. I mean, just to you know, we were talking about an issue yesterday that is easy to overlook. And that is your property casualty insurance policies,
right?
You know,
your auto and
give
home.
Them the stat. Give them the stats on just your auto insurance, right? How many people are driving around with a Maryland minimum of liability coverage? 30,000, 60,000.
Yeah, it's probably close to 50% of all drivers in the state of Maryland have nothing more than the minimum coverage.
So if they hit you...
And most you're going to get out of them is $30,000. So you better have good uninsured motorist coverage. And I do. I carry something like $2 million of uninsured motorist coverage.
And the... And how many uninsured drivers are there?
14%, they say, in the state of Maryland.
All right, so you put those two numbers together.
You got a lot.
Big exposure.
You got a lot of exposure. We're going to go to Ben and Frederick real quick. Ben, how can we help you?
Hey, Drew, appreciate you taking the call. Quick question. I've got about $100,000 in a self-directed IRA, but I've got a couple kids that are about to go to college in 2 years. Is there a way to transfer that money into like a 529 plan or something so I can pay for their college and not be taxed? Or I'm 55 right now, so without being hit with fees or anything for pulling it out of that IRA?
No, You're gonna, if you take it out of that IRA, you're gonna pay income taxes on it. Now, the only good news is that if you take out $10,000 a year to pay for their college, you won't pay a penalty, because you'll pay a penalty until you're 59 and a half to take it out of that IRA. So $10,000 a year you can take out to help pay for college education without penalty, but you're still going to have to pay income tax on it. And that could easily be as much as 30%. So you take out $10,000, you'll pay $3,000 in income taxes.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, there's no way to do it. The other way, you know, the way I would think about it is, you know, if I have a house and I've got some equity in the house, you know, maybe I would borrow the money and then use my IRA later to help me pay off my mortgage later. A lot of people don't think about that because they're always afraid to go into debt before they're going to retirement. But if you're going to help pay your kids' college, you know, that may be an option to consider. There's other options too, but that's one of them.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm sorry I couldn't give him a better answer than that. Tell him that he had to pay taxes on it. But we're on an open show tonight, Chris. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Lines are totally open.
Yeah, so let's go back to...
We got to go, though, don't we?
Oh, you're right. It's
you're usually
that time.
Screaming at me, waving your hand at me, and this,
I like doing that.
I get this time. I finally get the. We're gonna save that topic if we don't get any callers between now and the
end of the break. Yeah, I just want to close the loop on that.
410-922-6680. If you want to call in, and we're going to traffic. Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate, saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the Financial Consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Go ahead, Drew. You can do it.
There's a man with the Blues Brothers. Come on. You got to know that that one's true. You know? Anyway, we're here on
Buffalo
an open show.
Let's do it. Oh, it is an open show. We have several open phone lines, right?
Yeah, and you got that one wrong. I'm not going to let you answer anybody's questions if you can't even get the Blues Brothers, you know? Anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. We got a couple lines still open, but we do have some people online. No more trivia music. We're going right to Bob in Lutherville. Bob, how can we help you?
Oh, I was going to say Buffalo Springfield, 67.
Boom.
For what it's worth.
There you go.
You didn't think that was the Blues Brothers, Bob. Come on.
One Blues Brother, it was Buffalo Springfield, Stephen Stills. But I don't want to waste your time with trivia. What I was asking about,
he nailed
we
it,
have
Drew.
A place. Yes.
Go ahead.
We have a place. We live currently up in Towson, Timonium, and a place in Ocean City. They're both paid. I'm 72. My wife's 70. What she was trying to figure a way, her sisters and a lot of our relatives have moved to Florida. I think you did too. And we were wondering, is there something you can do tax-wise, or can you take 401 and pay? I mean, can you take your 401 and buy property and not have to use it as income, pay taxes when you take it out? Is there something you can do to buy, let's say, a house in Florida with your retirement money?
The answer is yes and no all at the same time, okay?
Oh, good, thanks.
So you could, you know, anybody who wants to, they could take their 401k, roll it over to an IRA, put it in what's called a self-trusted IRA, okay, and then buy real estate. and invest in real estate with their IRA monies, okay? That's perfectly legal. But the minute Bob and his wife go and stay in that house, that's totally illegal. That's considered a prohibitive transaction and is taxable to you. So if the house you're looking for to buy is strictly a purely an investment, there is a way that technically that can be done, and don't do it yourself without good legal and tax advice. But if you're looking to do it and own it and use it so that you can use it, no, it cannot be done. Yet there are plenty of people go around telling people they can do this kind of stuff. And it is a very dangerous thing to do because the IRS is looking for this type of situation. So anyway.
It's 72 this year, and I'll make it real quick because I know you got callers.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I have my 401 and my RA, that I have to start taking it out when I hit, what is it, April
72.
Of next year?
No, well, April of next year is the latest you can take your RMD.
Right.
But if you do, you have to take both.
Take 2 years.
You have to take 2 years in 1 year, 2023. So
okay.
I would usually take it one this year, one next year. But you're right.
And
if you can wait until next year if you want.
And if I have an annuity that's been paid up for many years, but I just let it roll over on itself. That was put in as a IRA. That I have to also start taking out, correct? Even though it can pay as a life insurance policy?
It's a little more complicated. You can actually take your RMD from one IRA. So let's say you have an investment account with $500,000 in and you have annuity with $100,000 in. I can take my whole entire RMD from my IRA with the $500,000 in and leave the annuity there if I want to. So it's not a simple answer without exactly seeing the things that you're dealing with. But
okay, well, I don't want to take you more of your time. We'll best make an appointment with you.
All right, Bob, that'd be great. We'd talk to you. Take care. All right, we're going to John in Parkville. John, how can we help you?
Okay, I wanted to talk about minimum distributions from IRAs also.
Okay.
I had heard of a strategy where instead of making charitable contributions out of my income at the time that I have to take minimum distributions out of my IRA, there's a way that I can transfer that minimum distribution to the charities of my choice.
Okay, so what you're talking about is qualified charitable distributions, and we talk about this all the time. One of the biggest topics we talk about, everybody who's making charitable donations and is 70 and a half. You don't even have to wait until you're 72. You can do it the minute you turn 70 and a half. You can't do it anytime sooner, but the minute you turn 70 and a half, so for example, my 70 and a half birthday is January 31st, 2024. Okay?
Right.
I'm sorry, 2028. January 31st, 2028. I was thinking one of 33. Anyway, the point of the matter is, John, when I hit that 70 and a half birthday, and don't ask me why 70 and a half, it's these goofy laws, you just memorize this stuff. I can start taking money up to $100,000 a year and give it to charity out of my IRA, and it's not taxable distribution, but it's also not a itemized deduction for charitable contributions. But it's better than an itemized deduction charitable contribution. It's far better. And everybody who makes charitable contributions should be calling their IRA custodians if they're over 70 and a half and telling them, I want to give my church $5,000. I want to give St. Jude $1,000. I want to give somebody $100. It doesn't matter. Just call them up and say, I want a check to make, you know, et cetera. Now, here's the good news, which you were talking about. So let's say I'm 72, and let's say I have a required minimum distribution of $5,000. And let's say that just happens to be the amount that I like to give to my church every year, $5,000. I can go to my IRA custodian. I can say, give me a check for $5,000, and I'm going to give it to my church in lieu of giving them other cash. I fulfill my required minimum distribution, and it's 100% tax-free going to my church. It's okay. it's the best thing going. You're talking about, you're preaching to the choir to us right now, John.
No, good, good. I just wanted to check and make sure. But if I was only, but again, there's no reason to do it early before the required minimum distribution.
No, no. If you're 70 and a half and you're giving money to charity, you should be doing it out of your IRA regardless if you have a required minimum distribution.
Okay. Why? In other words, I don't understand.
Well, because I'd have to do a little, when I have to take a hard break at 6:29. So when I come back, I'll explain that in more detail to you, okay? But there is no way giving cash is better than the qualified charitable distribution if I have to do a required minimum distribution or not. Matter of fact, John.
It's the early part. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, even if my required minimum distribution were $5,000, but I give $10,000 a year away, I'd want my client to take that extra $5 out of the IRA and give it to the charity also. So I'll explain that when I come back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Good question. Very good.
Right, because it's never worse. It's at least better or the same as.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I couldn't get that hung up for some reason. Joe in Westminster, I'm going to have to ask you to hold because I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer your question in 30 seconds. Hopefully you will, and we'll give you the first attention. Then I'll answer the question that we were just answering with John.
Sure, and in the 30 seconds we have left.
Go ahead.
Well, just circling back on the property casualties, we talked about how much insurance you should cover. Carry.
That's Joe's question, uninsured motorists and auto insurance.
Oh,
but go ahead.
Oh, is the next one coming up?
Well, it's just we don't know if he's asking the same thing that you're going to explain.
Time's gone on. We've got 10 seconds, 9, 8. It's an open show. So we're here for
open
the
show open if you want to call.
7 o'clock.
Yep. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in. But right now, I got to go to traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Beach Boys. I mean, you know, come on. If you played the Monkees or the Beach Boys, I would also get those, you know?
Or the guy, who's the guy you like? The major somebody who does the...
Sergeant Barry Sadler?
Sergeant Barry Sadler.
He's not a major. He's a sergeant, man. You know, we're here on an open show. Lines are open. And I'm 2 for 2 already on the music. So if you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680. Lines are open. We got to go to Joe in Westminster. Joe, how can I help you?
That's what you started off at the top of the show about limits of liability on cars. And I wanted to know if you felt I had enough liability on my uninsured motorist. I have $100,000 per person and $300,000 for each occurrence. And also I wanted to ask you finally about my limits that I have on bodily injury and damage.
Which you have $100,000, $300,000 also on that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You want your telephone's a little funky, so do you want to hang up and listen?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay, we'll address that because that's an excellent question that Joe just proposed. He said he's got 100, 300, and I bet you that if most of our listeners, I don't care how much they're worth, and most of our listeners who are dealing with just like a Nationwide, State Farm, Allstate, they've been with this company for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever. They're going to look at their policy. They're going to see just what Joe said, 100, 300, 100, 300. We see it all the time.
Unless they have the 30-60.
Unless they have the minimum 30-60, and we've seen that too. Right. We've seen we just had one in the other day. They were worth like $1.5 million, and they had 5,100, you know. But their other coverage was 100, 300. So it's very common that what Joe's coverages are is what most of our listeners have. But if you're worth any kind of money, if you're making any kind of money, you're worth any kind of money, you should be carrying $500,000 per person, $1 million per accident, and at least $100,000 for property damage. And that's both for bodily injury. That's if I hurt somebody else. And all the people in the car will get up to $1 million, but no one person will get more than $500,000. That's what that means. 500, 1 million, you know, et cetera. And then the uninsured motorist, like Joe said, should be identical. 500, 1 million, 100. Because like you just said, Chris, there's 14% drivers driving around with zero. And there's probably 50% of drivers driving around with the state minimum, 30-60. That means that there's 64% chance that I'm going to get $30,000 if somebody seriously injures me. Now, here's the point, okay? Let's say you did get somebody with zero or 30,000, and you have $100,000 uninsured motorist. That means you're going to get maximum $130,000. And actually, in the state of Maryland, most people are only going to get 100. Even if they get 30 from the other guy, they're only going to get 70 from their uninsured motorist. So that's 130,000. I mean, that's 100,000 max that they're going to get. Now, here's the question. I'm driving along. I have an accident, and I'm really racked up. Along comes an ambulance, and they say, "Whoa, man, this guy's really racked up." And along comes a helicopter and picks me up and takes me down to shock trauma, where they make me better, but it takes a month and a half, okay? How far is your $100,000 of uninsured motorist going to go? How far is your $100,000 of uninsured motorist going to go? It's not going anywhere. Or let's say that I don't get that bad. Let's say the ambulance picks me up, takes me to the hospital, but my arm is seriously injured that I'm not going to be able to use it. I can't play golf anymore. You know, is $100,000 enough to compensate for somebody who liked to do something like golf or play tennis or pick up their grandchild, you know, and now they're not going to be able to do it? Is $100,000 enough? $500,000 is not even enough, Chris. And here's the good news. You ready for the good news? And I'm not going to preach the gospel, but I should when I say I'm going to give you good news. But here's the good news, right? The good news is that if you increase your coverage from $100,300 for both bodily injury and uninsured motorists up to what I'm saying, $500,000, $1 million, what do you think your premium's going to go up? Is it going to go up 3 times, 5 times?
Right.
50 times, it's 2 times? What?
It's going to go up marginally.
It's going to go up like $100. You know, and that's what every listener out there should hear that I just said, that you get the right coverage. 500, a million minimum is what. And, you know, a lot of our clients, we go for the umbrella insurance. That's a whole nother topic in itself.
Sure.
And your premium, if you go, even if you get the umbrella, $1 million umbrella, endorse it for uninsured motorists, increase your coverage to 500, a million. Uninsured and bodily injury, your total increase in premium might be $400-$500 at the most for all that coverage. If you just increase to 500, a million from 100, 300, you're probably going to go up about $100 in premium.
And if you're with one of the big guys, you're paying big premiums anyway.
And here's the interesting thing. You ready? And that is that you say, well, wait a minute, why?
No, go to somebody else.
Well, if you go to Erie, like we normally send people, you might actually get all the insurance increase and not pay a nickel more.
Right.
You might even save money. But that's another story in itself. But you see, a lot of our listeners out there are saying, well, how can this be true? Nobody's told me this before. And the answer is that there's an economic bias amongst property casualty agents. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying property casualty agents are intentionally trying to underinsure you. I'm just saying that the culture of the industry is to underinsure because there's an economic advantage on their part to just go with 100, 300. And that's why they don't do anything different. If there was a lot of liability exposure, they'd be raising everybody up to 500, a million. But there isn't. You would not be able to sue your agent if you have a bad accident and all you're able to get is 100, 300, and you really needed more like 500 or a million.
Yeah, the Maryland minimum. It's above the Maryland minimum.
And, but, you know, it's your job to tell the agent what you want. The agent is not an advisor. The agent is a representative of the insurance company selling you the insurance that you told them you want. He might make a suggestion. He might say, hey, 100, 300.
And they
want
to be profitable for the insurance company.
And yes, and so there's an economic bias, and I think everybody out there listening, if you're worth any kind of money, you should be carrying 500, a million at the minimum, both uninsured bodily injury and uninsured motorist. And if you're worth a lot more, you should be carrying an umbrella liability policy and endorsing it for uninsured motorists. But not all companies allow you to endorse it for uninsured motorists. But Erie does. That's one of the reasons why we like Erie. We don't get anything from Erie. Right? We don't do advertisements. We don't take referral fees. We don't take commissions. We just know who the companies
and there's
are.
Ones, you know, you're an officer, USAA.
If you were an officer, USAA, your parents were. If you, Amica Mutual does a reasonably good job, that's a good one. Brethren Mutual is a good one here in Maryland. Donegal is the one that not a lot of people know about in Pennsylvania. Donegal does a great job. You know, so there's lots of interesting little companies around that, you know, do really good, you know, premium quotes and, you know, for you. And they have a good track record of not raising your premiums a lot. But Erie's probably our favorite. And we've had Todd Boyle on before, who's somebody we respect. Again, we don't get anything from Todd. We don't want anything from Todd. We don't even ask Todd for referrals. If Todd refers to us, and I don't think he ever has, actually, but it's irrelevant to us. We don't want that. We want to figure out what is best for our clients. That's our goals and objectives. Anyway, we're on an open show. We only have about a quarter of the show left, so it's only about 10 minutes. Oh, I got to answer John's question. John's out there listening. Will you shut up about uninsured motorists and tell me the answer to mine?
No, I just want you now to be as thorough with his question.
So the answer to your question is, John, that if you do the calculations of a QCD, a qualified charitable distribution, no matter what age you are compared to putting it on your tax return, here's the key. The qualified charitable distribution does not impact your adjusted gross income. And someday in the future, you're going to have to take that IRA money out. And when you do, it's going to affect your adjusted gross income. So anytime you can take it out 100% tax-free, you're going to benefit yourself, because if you know anything about taxes, which I assure you I know something about taxes, I don't know everything about taxes, but I know something about taxes, and that is the adjusted gross income affects every single thing on that tax return. There are so many landmines that are built off of the adjusted gross income. So anything you can do to get money out of an IRA, out of a pre-tax account, tax-free, you're going to be benefiting yourself tremendously.
And on the commercial, we were just running through the scenarios that potentially itemized deductions versus that, and it would be very rare. We couldn't even come up with one off the top of our heads where the QCD was a loser.
Was a loser. When I even tried to think of one, and
it just doesn't work. Itemized versus standard deduction, right.
When you go to the state of Maryland, itemized versus standard deduction. So anyway, that's trust me, always, 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 once you're 70 and a half, start doing qualified charitable distributions for all your charitable giving. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to do it because they like to give weekly, you know, at the church or whatever, or monthly to some group. Just total it up for the year. They're all used to it now. All these churches and organizations are used to getting lump sum checks. Anyway, Chris is staring at me. He's smiling, though. Gosh, that's a first. Anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, and we're going to be back with Craig in Westminster when we come back from this break, but you got to hold with me, 410-922-6680. Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate, saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the Financial Consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE, or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Last train to Clarksville. Monkees. There you go. It's the last train to Clarksville. That's one of their famous. You know, you don't know. Obviously. Peter Jones. Mickey Jones. Mickey something. Peter something. Anyway.
That's good, Drew.
Yeah. I was pretty good at that.
Hey, you. Yeah, that was good.
Used to be an old music buff. Used to be. Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6688. You know, the best part of that was when I was using Spotify, right? The music app. What's the music app? Shazam?
Oh, the Shazam.
Shazam.
Right.
The identifier. And Chris was like, have you really been teasing me that you didn't know music? How are you getting all these?
Not this Chris.
And that Chris. That Chris. You know, and finally I had to confess.
That's good. It's good for the soul.
That I was using Shazam.
It's good for the
soul. Anyway, 410, maybe get one more call in after we get to Craig. Craig's like, if you don't pick up this line, son, I'm hanging up on you anyway. Anyway, Craig, how can we help you?
Hello. I'm enjoying the show as always.
How you
I
doing?
I just want to echo what you said about umbrella policies.
Oh, yeah.
My wife and I have one for $1 million. It's $150 a year.
Is that crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And you're protecting yourself from serious injury if somebody sues you personally, and they will.
It covers all sorts of, it covers slander and libel. I can become a politician now, you know? It covers all sorts of things.
Well, actually, you couldn't become a politician because it wouldn't cover you for a political thing.
So,
but it's a good thought, though, you know, but it's an incredible investment. $150, $200 a year.
Yeah, depending and if on you, where you live. And
where you live. Things, and if you endorse it for uninsured motorists, which is the really cool, then it's going to cost you about $300 a year. But it's worth it because now you have $1 million of protection.
Right.
If somebody hits you with very little insurance, you're assured $1 million for your damages. You make any kind of money, you have any kind of net worth, you do any kind of activities, it's $1 million is trivial.
I have to check with my company. I'm going to call tomorrow and make sure it's for uninsured motorists.
Yeah,
it's one of the companies you mentioned, but
one of the big ones. There are not many of the big ones. I don't know. Only Encompass is the only big one I know that will allow you to endorse for uninsured motorists. All the rest, no, 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 no. State Farm, no. Nationwide, no. Allstate, no. But Erie, yes.
How about your favorite?
And Erie, who's my favorite?
Geico.
Geico, gosh. You know, Geico's notorious for trying to underinsure your underinsured. Mm. So here's an interesting fact, Craig, is that if my bodily injury coverage is $500,000,100, my uninsured motorist must be $500,000,100 unless I sign off on a declaration that says, no, I don't want $500,000,100 for uninsured motorists. I want $100,000,300 or something like that. And
right.
Geico seems to be notorious for getting people to sign off on those statements, and they don't even know they're doing it. But that's part of how Geico gets the ability to say, hey, we saved you 5%. We saved you 10% or whatever, you know?
Right.
And unfortunately, we had a lady who had a Geico policy and had a bad auto accident. Wasn't her fault, and they weren't carrying a lot of insurance. And Geico had taken her 100-300 uninsured motorist down to 30-60, you know? So anyway, something that everyone should be careful and understand when you're dealing with these insurances. So good call, Craig. Thanks for bringing
Thank
that
you.
Up.
All right, take care.
I'm going to survive, Chris. Do you care?
I do, because if you don't, then I have to keep talking here. So, do we have any other calls online?
No, we don't have any other callers online. I get to talk to you for the rest of the 6 minutes.
Okay, I'll listen.
So, so we go back to John with the QCD, and literally, it's a slam dunk win when you can take money out of IRAs without any income taxes whatsoever. And some people will say to me, Chris, they'll say, yeah, but you know, I itemize deductions anyway, so I get the benefit of my charitable deductions. But you're missing the point, and that is that when you can reduce adjusted gross income by taking money out and giving it to charity, you not only get the full benefit of the deductibility of the charitable contributions, but you are also reducing adjusted gross income. And that is the big key to what we're talking about.
Right. Just for itemized deductions alone, like you were saying earlier, your medical expenses are more deductible if they were, because they would have to be deductible. They would have to rise to a level if you're taking the contributions out of the equation, because there's that, you know, you've got the SALT limitation, real estate taxes, income taxes, they're limited to $10,000. So, right.
There's all kinds of benefit. And also keep in mind that all your pre-tax IRA money is going to go to your children or someone, and it's just it's a tax bomb in their hands. You know, they're going to have 10 years.
Because now they've got 10 years to
10
take
years
it out.
To take it out. Anytime you can get money out tax-free, always do it. So we've got a caller here online. We're going to go to... What's it? I should put on glasses, Chris Klaproth, because when I have glasses on, I can see the people's names. I'm going to Alan in Phoenix, Maryland. Alan, how can we help you?
Actually, I have misstated my question. It's more of a 401k.
Okay, go ahead. Quickly.
I do have an IRA. I got through work, I have a Roth, a 401k, and a standard.
Okay.
And I also have a small business, and every year I wind up paying a bunch of taxes on that as well, because I...
How much do you make in that small business a year?
Generally around $45,000.
Okay. You know that you could probably put $8,000 or $10,000 away every year in that small business in another pension plan if you wanted to.
Well, I have a personal IRA as well.
You mean a SEP IRA or a personal IRA?
Personal IRA.
You probably would need a SEP IRA or an I-401k would be a better other option. And there's other things you can do with that business. So you need to consider how that business is being taxed, that little side business of yours, and figure out how you can bring the taxation of that down. That's really where you're going to help yourself tremendously.
All right. Well, my CPA doesn't really help all that much except doing the paperwork.
You know, most people don't understand. We did a webinar on this, the difference between a tax planner and a tax preparer. Tax preparers take the information they get, you give them, and they make sure it gets down on your tax return so that it's correct.
I've heard you preach that 100 times, yeah.
Well, that was 101 then, Alan, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, that's all I can say without knowing your full situation. I mean, there are things you can do and you should be doing. All right.
Yeah, I think I'm a candidate for your service because I do follow in your criteria of amount of money.
Well, you're in Phoenix. We're right there in Hunt Valley. So we're a match made in heaven, you know, my friend.
There you go.
All right. You take care. Thank Good you question. Much. You know, anyway, Chris, we got about a minute and 20 seconds. So, what was I saying?
You were talking about was the QCD.
Yeah, you know, and I could talk all day on QCDs because
people are saying you already have.
I just love them. You know, there's
it's just certain things that are slam dunks. HSAs. In most cases.
The health savings account.
If you're healthy.
You're assuming everyone knows what HSA meant.
I understand. Roth, HSA. Well, I'm throwing them out there. Then you get to elaborate.
Health savings account.
Right. HSAs, Roths, QCDs. Those are some basics.
Roth conversions. Every single client needs a strategy on how to do Roth conversions. How to get money out of traditional IRAs over to Roth and pay the least amount of taxes every time you're doing it. Okay. And you should, you, there's anybody who tells you to just take it all and pay taxes on it, that's ridiculous. You got to have a strategy. You got to think about it.
Because here's a big one, because when you start taking Social Security and now your RMDs, your required distributions from your IRAs are coming out, there's many people that are listening audience who will have their more Social Security being taxable because they're required to take more out. So the more money you can get out to QCDs or Roth conversions from your IRA, the better off you'll be.
Absolutely. It's a no-brainer, but you need a tax planner. You can't just assume your tax preparer is going to help you with that. And that's 102 times that Alan heard that. Anyway,
nothing,
Chris,
if not consistent.
Chris, I always appreciate being with you. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much better.